Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to be joined by Carl Haller, partner, the Consumer Center of Competency leader at IBM Consulting. And Carl, as the holiday season approaches, that doesn't mean everything's going perfectly for everybody. And there are some uncertainties. I know you guys track all that and make predictions and help people with that. And taking a two-prong approach, what are some of the uncertainties for consumers and what are some of the uncertainties for retailers this holiday season?
Sure. So yes, we do go out and study consumers regularly. We recently completed what we call our annual consumer holiday survey, which is about 12,000 people, where we try to understand the consumer's mood, mindset, and intentions with regard to holiday shopping and travel. The big takeaway is that this is the first year that consumers are back to worrying about the economy. First time since 2019 that COVID has not been top of mind for consumers. So, two-thirds of consumers are worried less about COVID than they were last year, and 6 in 10 are worried about the economy more than they were last year. And I look at that as kind of some good news and bad news. You know, it's not great that people are worried about the economy, and there are definitely some reasons to be worried about the economy. But on the other hand, it's actually better than worrying about you or a loved one, getting sick or seriously ill or having to go to the hospital.
Carl, what are you hearing about customers and their thoughts on the holiday shopping season? We're in November, and like you said, the economy is an issue for a lot of people. There are a lot of jobs being lost here in the last month. But how are consumers approaching their shopping and their shopping habits this holiday season?
Sure. So we found that kind of consumers want to have a normal holiday. So they definitely want to go out and shop. They want to travel. They want to go out to eat. They want to see a movie or a show. They want to visit with friends and family. Their spending intentions are up. So consumers overall are saying they're planning to spend about 8% more on shopping and almost 50% more on travel than they did last year. And these things are also happening earlier than ever. 6 in 10 consumers said they were planning to start their holiday shopping in October, while 8 in 10 consumers said they were planning on starting to buy holiday travel by October. So they're out there and they're in the market. And if you're a retailer and you've not flipped to a holiday posture yet, you might be missing some sales because the consumers are out looking to buy right now.
Yeah, that 50% number really sticks out to me, Carl, as far as travel. For 2.5 years, we've been cooped up, and this is really the first year where flying, you don't have to wear masks or leave a seat open between people, and customers have realized that, and they want to hit the roads and hit the airways. Is patience key for a lot of consumers that are going to be traveling this holiday season?
Yeah, that's one of the things. I'm glad you brought that up. I think one of the things that I would ask of consumers overall and, all of your listeners is to think about those employees that you're working with, those frontline staff, whether it's people in a restaurant or people in a store or a hotel or an airport, where the people you're dealing with, most of the people who work in the service business, they've not been able to work from home or be on Zoom calls the past 2 or 3 years. They've still been out there on the front lines doing their jobs, probably many of them wearing masks for 12 or 14 hours a day and having to deal with us, all of us crazy consumers. And they're also don't tend to be the highest paid people in the companies they work for. So like the request I try to make sure whenever I'm talking to people is say, remember, take a little time this holiday to recognize the efforts of the cashier in the store or the person who delivers your package or waits on you in a restaurant. And that could be a little extra in the tip jar if you have the ability to do that, or just a heartfelt thanks, because that'll go a long way.
Yeah, being courteous does go a long way. We're wrapping up with Carl Haller from IBM Consulting, and on the other side of things, Carl, how are companies and retailers responding to the demand? And are they going to be staffed up enough? Are they going to have enough goods and services at the ready? Where do they stand?
So I would say definitely they've got the goods. In fact, all those ships that we heard about that were backed up in the ports all during COVID and last holiday, those have all arrived. And frankly, some retailers have too much product out there. And so we've started to see a lot of discounts that don't usually come until Black Friday weekend or sometimes later in the holiday already hit. I was out in visiting some stores last weekend, and you know, these are mall type stores, and I saw discounts of 30 to 40% was common. Some were even up to 50 or 60%. So again, for consumers that are willing to spend and able to spend, there's plenty of product and there are a lot of discounts. I think things like restaurants and travel, I think are probably going to be pretty crowded this year. And I would advise people that if you've got plans for a special, you know, trip or a special occasion, to go ahead and book it.
Yeah, book early. I was able to score some $54 round trip tickets, Carl, for the holiday season. So there's deals out there. You just have to look for them, I think. And if this is very interesting, if my listeners want to find out more information, where can they go?
So they can find our holiday study and all of our studies in retail and other industries at IBM.com/IBV, which stands for the IBM Institute for Business Value.
Carl, great stuff. Have a great holiday season. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rick. You too.